Night two has its advantages and no one can deny it. Night two has its advantages. This is Radio Ravioli. You like that emphasis? Radio Ravioli with me, Olivia. Here every what day is this? It's technically Thursday, I know it's Thursday, but it's my Wednesday. I haven't been going to sleep lately. You know, I used to take these naps. These things called naps I used to take. But they didn't help much. They made me groggy. Nobody likes a groggy host. That's what they say to me. No, nobody's ever told me. Well, no, I don't even know what I'm trying to say with that. I don't like a groggy host. Well, that's not true. Sometimes it's sweet. It's like a... But sometimes it's just confusing. I lost my train of thought on that one. I don't quite know where I was going with it. I'm not groggy. I am a little frazzled, maybe. You know, I get that... Like, if I don't sleep much, I get that look in my eyes, like... I'm wired, you know? It's like a I remember one time I didn't sleep, and I thought I was handling myself so well, but then I was with my mother, and my mother took pictures of me. Like, not creepy pictures, just, I don't see my mother often, so she lives in a different state. So she was happy to see me, and I hadn't slept much, and just a look in my eyes, there's something off. I got a crazed look. Creepy images from mom. I don't even want to get into what that would entail. What are we doing here? It's all kind of the same, more or less the same. We got that Tyler the Creator in there. 911 Mr. Lonely. I just love that ring 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 part. I mean, his raps are all right, but that ring ring ring, it's in my ear, it's in my head, it's in my mind. You know how things get stuck in there? Those words, those turns of phrases. Sometimes it's not just the words, it's the inflections that get stuck in your head. How someone says something, you know, in your ear. Ooh, that was I don't know. This show is called Pillow Talk, like this episode, so that's kind of pillow talky. Did you speak? I don't know, I gotta talk like that more. I always wanted to sound like Alison Steele on the air. Ooh, that husky. Is that the right word? Seductive. Deeper voice. I gotta smoke more cigarettes. And, I don't know. Maybe some, as I age, I will sound more like Alison Steele. I don't know. Alison Steele. What a good name. My name isn't as good, Olivia. Okay, I don't know. Oh, I'm excited about this next one. Miles Davis. Who's that? With his album Get Up With It. The track is called He Loved Him Madly. I think it's about his love for Coltrane. I could be making that up, though. I don't know where that thought just came into my head. It's like a half fact I have. My friend showed me this album recently. He's got some funky glasses on it, man. Funky in a good way. They're like almost hexagon shaped. His glasses. Miles. Just me and Miles, man. Going for miles. This is Radio Ravioli, by the way. Did I say that already? And my name's Olivia, and I said that already.
I'm Nancy Napier, and this is your tape for developing a more conscious, positive, healthy relationship with the child in you. This work is not intended to be a substitute for psychotherapy. It is meant to provide a means for creating a more positive and accepting sense of yourself. It's best to use this tape at least once or twice a week for the first month or so. And then once a week for several months, until you've developed a sense of awareness and a rhythm of the important attributes of the unconscious that make this world possible. The unconscious is timeless. Within your unconscious experience, there is only what exists. Whether you're remembering a past occasion, dealing with a current experience, or anticipating a future event, the feelings you have as you get in touch with these awarenesses are experienced in the moment. Feelings about the past and future are as immediate and tangible as those related to current events. And they're often elicited by things that go on in the present, in our daily lives. In a sense, it's possible to reach across time within the unconscious, altering the psychological reality of events that have occurred in the past, events that may have left in their wake a legacy of psychological injury. So, while it may not be possible to step back through linear time and change objective physical events, it is possible to step into the psychological past and change the psychological outcome. In addition, reaching across time psychologically provides the means for developing an ongoing relationship with the child you were, a relationship that becomes the basis for increasingly positive, loving, and affirming feelings. These feelings provide the foundation for an underlying experience of increased self-acceptance. It is a reconciliation that takes place deep inside, bringing to the child you were much-needed psychological nourishment and support. the development of an unconscious assumption that you are okay, that you are worthwhile, that you deserve the good things in life. Too often, as children, we come to believe that we're undeserving, unlovable. As adults, these beliefs manifest as an inability to succeed, an inability to have relationships that are affirming, an inability to allow ourselves to actualize fully. We believe we don't deserve the best of everything. And it's so easy to identify as the child in current situations, responding with the range of vulnerabilities, fears, angers, and disappointments that the child felt in a world that was often intimidating and non-empathic. As you become a loving, empathic, reliable adult figure in the psychological life of the child within, these underlying effects of earlier psychological wounds begin to lessen. In time, you discover how much more an adult you are becoming yourself. The tendency to identify with the child diminishes, and when you do identify as the child, you find that you're able, much more quickly and effectively, to deal with the child's feelings in positive and constructive ways. And do remember, the emphasis here is on being the adult rather than the child, because the child has felt alone and unsupported for long years. The child needs your adult perspective, your strength and reliability. And it's important to know that you can do this by listening to and becoming aware of the child's feelings without actually being the child. While the exercise that follows is focused primarily on correcting past injuries the child experienced, the process may be adapted to sharing positive times as well, past and present. As you work with the child within, allow yourself to be as flexible and creative as is comfortable, sometimes moving ahead spontaneously, sometimes feeling cautiously. The age of the child you encounter may change, depending upon the particular experience you're dealing with. That's fine. From infancy to adolescence, there were numerous instances when the growing child needed supportive, empathic responses that weren't available, and that you can provide them. Before you begin the exercise, let me make a comment or two about self-hypnosis. If you find yourself uncomfortable or feeling the need to shift gears to get some distance from your internal experience, simply move around, shift your body, or open your eyes for a moment and become aware of the familiar things around you. It's up to you. It's your experience. You are perfectly free to choose the way at which you want to work. There is a part of you that is like a thermostat, able to regulate and maintain a given level of comfort. Just as a thermostat constantly monitors the environment, adjusting heating and cooling mechanisms to maintain an optimal effect, the part of your unconscious
to wonder, caught a dragon. Got a tune voice on. Okay, here we go.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like "when you're older" must appease him. Up his dreams, and the seasons they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look.
In a major difference. It's one thing that's always like the major difference between like the performing arts to me and being a painter, you know? Like a painter does a painting and he does a painting, that's it. You know, he's had the joy of creating it, hangs it on some wall, somebody buys it, somebody buys it again, or maybe nobody buys it, it sits up in a loft somewhere till he dies. But he's never, nobody ever says to him, you know, nobody ever said to Van Gogh, paint a starry night again, man. No, he painted it, that was it.
Take your time because it won't be long.
Let's sing this song together, okay? The song doesn't sound good with one lonely voice. It sounds good with the more voices on it, the better, and the more out of tune voices on it, the better. No, it was really, it was made for out of tune singing. This song together, okay? Painting, and he does a painting, that's it. You know, he's had the joy of creating it, he hangs it on some. some wall, somebody buys it, somebody buys it again, or maybe nobody buys it and sits up in a loft somewhere until he dies. But he's never, nobody ever says to him, you know, nobody ever said to Van Gogh, paint a Starry Night again, man. You know, he painted it, that was it. Let's sing this song together, okay?
There is something that you may not have been aware of before, something important to your current exploration. It's a scrapbook, an old scrapbook of your life, of those significant moments, positive and negative, that have had an impact on shaping your deepest sense of self. You'll find that the scrapbook is within easy reach. Perhaps you can pick it up easily now and put it in your lap or next to you. Notice the weight of the book, the texture of the cover, the size of the pages. Open the scrapbook now and allow the pictures to evoke an image, an impression, or a memory. Perhaps vague at first, of a childhood event that was self-diminishing, an event that undermined your positive feelings of self-esteem. This impression will be related to that situation or issue you thought of earlier. As your impression develops, become aware of a scene in which the child you were is involved in an interaction with someone, or in which the child is experiencing something you need to observe. There's nothing to do as yet. Simply allow the impressions to come to mind and be curious. Observe what's happening, becoming aware of what the child is experiencing and feeling. You are outside the experience, an observer. If you find that you are quite identified with the child's experience, allow yourself to watch the scene as if you were above it, or as if it were happening on a movie screen in front of you. It's fine to be aware of the child's feelings. It's important, however, to be the adult, observing, becoming aware. Seem to unfold as a metaphor or actual memory. Become fully aware of what happened in whatever way it presents itself to you now. If you wish, replay the scene once now.
Hello. Let's see. We had some Joni Mitchell in there with the Circle Game, the live version from Miles of Isles. I love, when she talks about that Van Gogh thing. Paint a Starry Night again, man. That's one of those sayings that is ingrained in my brain. I remember, like, sounds so lame to say, but I remember my mom loved that. You know, it's not lame. It's life. It's family. It's my mom. But yeah, she would laugh at that. Or she's still here. She would laugh if she was listening. And she has laughed in the past. Yeah. She's one of those ones with a good voice. Good speaking voice and a good singing voice. Paint a Starry Night again, man.
I'll be silent for this.
There are some things that people say that I want to claim as my own. Like I could recite that story at a party, and I think it'd go over pretty well, unless someone knew the album. Or, you know, maybe if they knew the album, then we'd have more to talk about. I don't know.
I'm going to be silent for 2 minutes.
Which I always looking for something to say, so I steal other people's things. Sometimes people just say things in such a good way, though. Like, my friend always says, baby. Or she, not always. She has said it 2 times. And both times she said it, I was like, ooh, that's a good thing. That made me feel happy when you said that. So I kind of stole that from her. Baby. Baby, baby. And now it's my thing. But I don't say it around. No, I do say it around her. When we're together, it's our thing. But when I'm not with her, it's my thing. Baby. Baby, baby. It's a good one. Stealing people's words. That's how you make it through. That's how you get through this life. Words, money. You steal it. No. Stealing's bad. So they say.
In vain to that child your support and your ability to be there.
I like stealing. I'm not opposed to it. I don't know. Depends on what you're stealing, I guess. And your purposes. Your reasons. It's all about context, baby. Like, I stole this song from my friend. Stealing. I like stealing, but I don't like thieves. I'm not a thief. Maybe that's what all people who steal say. Oh.
Relationship develops, and you create a child's dream.
You know,
when you're in touch with any of the child, you can recognize the image of the child.
I don't know.
And you can comfort the child. And you can the child. Thank you.
makes me realize that you found someone else to take my place. But now those days are gone. Smoke from your cigarette clouds my eyes. Things that you speak of make me realize that you found someone else to take my place in your heart, in your heart. There was a time when we would say I was the only one who
This is Radio Ravioli. I'm Olivia. And it's gone by quick, right? I'm awake this time. I got some cold coffee in the back. Not cold like I intended it that way. Cold as in old coffee in the back of this studio. In a cup. The dregs of my coffee cup. You know. So I could drink that. don't know why I let you know that. It's backup. If I run out of energy, I got some coffee in the back. My back pocket. We had the Belmonts with Smoke From Your Cigarette. Oh, it's a good song. I love that intro of the song. The first, 15 seconds are just... Whew. There are no words to describe how good those first 15 seconds are. I love a good intro. We also had Harry Nilsson with the Moonbeam song. I'm thinking about something when I see the word moonbeam. It's triggering something, but I don't know what it's triggering. I was drawn to that song because of the title, and it's really pretty. But there's something about it. Moonbeam. Moonbeams? Oh, I know why. There's a song by Brenda Rae called Moonbeam. Moonbeams. Maybe I'll play that now. That's a good song. I love that song, actually. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah, we're going to play that song. Moonbeams by Brenda Rae. Very awake. There's like a cloud over me suddenly, you know? You ever feel that way? It's like... not like depression. Exactly. That's not exactly what I'm feeling. That's not the cloud that I'm currently speaking of. Just like a fogginess. Fuzz. Gauze. There's a gauze. There's a gauze in my brain. I like that word, gauze.